We are doing Dov's Minute. Firstly, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. When we say God's name, when we hear someone saying God's name, we say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. So it is quoted that the Rush said, over every blessing that he heard, he'd hear God's name, he'd say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. And this corresponds to the verse that Moshe said, Kishem Hashem Ikra, when I call out God's name, Havogodel Elokeinu, you give greatness to God's name. And we see in our parsha, when you mention a tzaddik, zecher tzaddik livracha, God says, even a righteous person, you mention him, say something good about him, don't just mention his name. Mention him and say, yeah, he's a really nice guy, he's a really pious person. When we mention God's name, all the more so. A person makes a blessing, he said God's name, so we say, baruch hu, uvaruch shemo, and that's the halacha. When we hear God's name said in a blessing, we say, baruch hu, uvaruch shemo, unless, of course, that blessing is being said on our behalf, so we have to listen to the blessing, we cannot speak in the middle. The person is saying the blessing on our behalf, we have to listen quietly. And one place that people err in this is in the blessings under the chuppah. The people who are making the blessings under the chuppah are representing the congregation in blessing the chatan. That's why it is not right that a chatan in his own sheva brachos makes sheva brachos. It's not right. It's a blessing that the congregation is blessing him and his spouse. And being that the person is making the blessing on our behalf, we should listen and answer amen and not say, baruch hu, baruch shemo.